Hi, welcome back to another Nugget of Truth. Now, what we've learned in this series so far is that because of Jesus Christ, we can have or we can experience love, joy, and peace in this life and in the next. And because we're caring individuals, we care about people, we can see now the tremendous loss that comes to those who don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. It would only seem natural that we would want to share the good news or the gospel that God wants everyone to know him. Jesus says in John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life." It's clear that God's intent is that all people would come to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. That's 2 Timothy 2:4. And it's for this reason that Jesus commanded us to fulfill the Great Commission. Now, the word commission simply means an assignment. So the Great Commission is simply the great assignment. And it is assignment from God to every believer to make Jesus Christ known. It's really not optional, but it should be seen as the normal response of gratefulness for what God has done for you and for me. Now, all four Gospels contain Jesus' words in regards to this Great Commission. Matthew 28, beginning in verse 18, Mark 16, beginning in verse 15, Luke 24, beginning in verse 44, and then John 20, beginning in verse 19. The most well-known of these is Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. Now listen to what Jesus said. He said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." With great gifts come great responsibilities. And that is what the Great Commission is. It is a great responsibility. It is a responsibility to share the love of God with others. And when we understand what kind of love we're talking about God's love, we know that is an unconditional love, an agape love. In very practical terms, for us to live an agape life, it means that we're living our lives for someone else's good. See, it's only then that we recognize that loving unconditionally is a great and challenging responsibility. Now let's take a closer look at the terms of the Great Commission, which is found in Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. Now, first of all, what did Jesus mean when he said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth"? Well, it simply means that there is no one greater than he, and he is able to give that authority to whomever he desires. You see, he has given you authority to carry out the Great Commission. Now look what Jesus says in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. He says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Now let's look at the 3 points mentioned here in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. When Jesus says you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, what is he saying? He's using the Greek word dynamis for power. And that means miraculous power, boldness. As a matter of fact, dynamis is where we get our word dynamite. So you are being empowered with dynamite power to share the gospel or the good news. Then when Jesus says that you shall be witnesses to me, what he's really saying is, I want you to share what I have done for you. You see, your personal testimony is the most powerful thing that you can share. See, no one can deny your testimony because it is yours. And then when Jesus said that you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth, what was he really saying here? Well, what he was saying is that you start locally. You start with your family, your friends, your acquaintances. Then you move out to your neighboring locations like towns and cities and even in states. And then even to foreign lands if God calls you to do that. Now, getting back to the Great Commission, there's only one objective or mission in the Great Commission, and that is to make disciples. Now, a disciple is one who is a believer and has decided to follow Jesus. Now, as we look at these scriptures, we see there are basically three steps in making a disciple. First, you have to go. You can't simply wait for candidates or people to come to you. Now, that may happen, but we are challenged to go, to leave our comfort zone, and share the gospel or good news. Secondly, we're baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This simply means that they have to be believers first before you can disciple them. The Word of God will not make sense until the Spirit of God lives in them. Third, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Well, disciples need to be taught. Taught the things that Jesus taught, and those things taught by God to the writers of the Bible. Therefore, we embrace the truths of the Bible and not the opinions of man. We teach by words and example, not words only, but doing what is necessary to help them become immersed in the love of the Father, the sacrifice of the Son, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus ends the Great Commission by making a promise. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. When Jesus ascended to heaven, the Holy Spirit descended to live in the believer, to empower and embolden the individual to share the gospel. As we walk by faith, God will do the rest. It is important to understand that you can't save anyone. Your responsibility ends with sharing the good news or the gospel. Only the Holy Spirit can actually change your heart. You are the messenger. Jesus is the message. The Holy Spirit is the agent of change. Now, when it comes to the Great Commission, the greatest obstacle the devil can put in our way is fear. The fear of rejection, looking foolish, or ridiculed. They're all very real fears. And you overcome that fear by realizing that you are sharing the love of God to people you care about. I'm sure you've heard the expression, what you don't know can't hurt you. Well, you know, that isn't true. Denial is never a very good option in life. And so we need to break through the denial in so many people's lives. Just as someone shared the message of life to us, we in like manner have to share with others. Now, if someone should say no to your sharing of the gospel, don't be discouraged. Keep in mind that you are not responsible for their decision. Jesus makes it clear that some plant seeds that may eventually lead to salvation. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 6 and 8. Studies have shown that most people need to hear the gospel 4 to 6 times before they make a decision for Jesus. So our responsibility is to share. It's the Holy Spirit's responsibility to do the supernatural. So in the simplest of terms, the Great Commission is about telling others about what Jesus has done for you, then becoming a friend to them that you may have an opportunity to disciple them. An old Christian saying is, you make a friend, then you be a friend, and then you bring that friend to Jesus. I hope this word has been an encouragement to you to realize that the Great Commission is for you. It's not just for pastors and leaders, but it is for all of us as believers in Jesus Christ. For further information, for further videos and resources, I encourage you to go to PastorVicksNuggets.com.